We're going over to the UK now to speak to David Gluckman, who's spent 40 years working in the drinks industry and co-created memorable brands such as Bailey's Ice Irish Cream, Aqua Libra, Ciroc Vodka and Tanqueray 10. His book, That SHIT Won't Sell, provides entry into the creators' heads and describes the moments when ideas happened. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And you. Thanks very much for joining us. So I understand you got into advertising after you finished university.
Yes, that's right. I started in advertising in South Africa way back and worked in it for quite a while.
And you fell in love with it?
Yes, I loved the business and shifted into developing new products in 1969, which was just a very lucky break.
So how do you go about developing a new product then and a new brand?
I think you dig into the information the company has to offer. Usually companies do vast amounts of research, which you look at, and you think around. I mean, Bailey's was an interesting one because that started with my experience on Kerrygold butter in the 1960s. What happened there was that the team from the Irish Dairy Board came to an ad agency and asked us to create a brand out of Kerrygold, out of Irish butter, which had previously been unbranded and used as a bulk butter for blending. And what we did was I took the idea of Kerrygold and the romance that was Ireland and transferred it to a drink brand.
Wow. So could you go into a bit more detail of what that means and how that all works?
Well, we started by my partner and I talking and saying, how can we take the idea of Kerrygold and turn it into a drink? And came up with the very simplest approach to it, which was, let's go out and get some Irish cream and some whiskey, Irish whiskey, blend them together and see what they tasted like. And that was the beginning of Bailey's.
Fantastic. And was the taste as good as at the beginning as it is now?
I think so. I mean, the product that we produced was very much a Heath Robinson affair, and it didn't taste very good. I remember one of the chemists saying he thought it was absolutely awful. But they produced a pretty wonderful product out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it has massively stood the test of time and is a lot of people's favourite drink and is going to be so for many years, I expect.
Yeah, I think it exceeded all our expectations. I think when you develop a brand in that kind of small environment, you never dream that it's going to be as successful as it has become.
Yeah.
It was very gratifying, really.
And how about some of the others? What about Ciroc vodka? That's very trendy, isn't it?
Well, Ciroc came from a trip we did to what was then Soviet Georgia in 1995. And we were talking to people over there, and I said, brandy's very famous in Tbilisi in Georgia. It was the favorite drink of Joseph Stalin. So I spoke to some people in the distillery there and said, what did you drink before you drank brandy? And they said, well, we drank vodka. Now, Georgia's quite far south and away from the grain belt of the Ukraine. So I said, well, what do you make the vodka out of? And they said, oh, we make it from grapes. It's called cha-cha. And we never used the idea at the time, but about 10 years later, we were looking for an idea for a new vodka. And I thought, great, vodka sounds really interesting. Let's do that. And fortunately, the company liked the idea. And we went with it. And the rest was history.
Gosh. So does grape vodka taste very different to normal vodka, shall we say?
It's got a slightly different character. But vodka, by law, has to be odourless, colourless, and tasteless. So it's a difference in character rather than a difference in taste.
Mm.
The grape flavour is neutralised.
And What about Tanqueray 10 then? Tell us the journey with that one.
Well, Tanqueray 10 was, a happy accident, I suppose. We were at a gin distillery and we had a brief to develop a new premium gin product. And we were sitting around in the distillery on dried sacks of dried botanicals. And I said to the distillery manager, is it possible to produce a gin from fresh botanicals? And he said, yeah, it will cost, but it can be done. So we said, well, why don't we produce a gin made from fresh juniper, fresh coriander, fresh fruit rather than dried peel? And that's what happened. That's how Tanqueray 10 happened.
Because the flavour is incredible. I mean, unlike Ciroc, perhaps, then you can really taste the difference with Tanqueray 10, can't you?
Oh, you can indeed. I mean, one of the things we tried to do was to avoid that kind of bitter, slightly dirty taste that characterises most gins. I mean, it's something that people like. I think I do like that quite rough taste of the more traditional gins, but Tanqueray 10 has got a much fresher, fruitier taste. Makes probably the best martini in the world, I would think.
So is that why, because of how it's made with all the fresh ingredients, is that why it's a little bit more expensive?
Yes, well, it deserves to be, I think. It's a very good product indeed.
Totally.
What we always tried to do, I think, was to differentiate products. Not just simply come up with an attractive image, but come up with a product that is distinctly different. And that was quite exciting. And one of my favourite brands was Smirnoff Black Label, which we developed all back, this is 1990 now, so that's nearly 30 years ago. But there the idea was to see whether we could develop a Smirnoff that could compete with brands like Absolut and Stolichnaya, which were riding high, particularly in America at the time. And Smirnoff was seen as very much an ordinary, everyday brand. So we said the only way we could compete is by coming up with a better product. And we produced what I think was the smoothest vodka in the world, which differentiated Smirnoff from all the other products.
And how do you go about doing that then? What did you do differently, or is that giving away a secret, I suppose?
Well, I don't know the technicalities of the secret, so I couldn't give it away. But what you do is you say to the distilling people, this is what you want to achieve. You have the law behind you telling you, well, you can only go so far. I said the objective is to produce something that tastes smoother and that people spontaneously regard as smoother than any other vodka, and that's what they achieved. I don't know what the intimate secrets are, sadly.
So to put a brand like that together, there must be quite a big team of people. Obviously, you mentioned the distillery, so you know there are people making it, there are people doing the brand. Is it quite a big team?
It can be a big team. I think the most important people in the team are the people who buy the idea. I mean, it's very easy to have a way-out radical idea, but you have to have somebody at the company end who says, wow, let's do that, and takes a decision. I think in many ways those people are the real heroes of the ideas business.
Yeah.
Not people like me.
And going back to your advertising days, presumably that is key in the next step. Once you've created this product, people need to know about it.
Well, I never had anything to do with that. My job was to deliver the package and the liquid, and then it went on to advertising people. So it wasn't within my area of influence. I mean, you do kind of jump up and down and say, why didn't they advertise it this way?
Yes,
but
I bet.
There's not a lot you can do about that.
No. But it must make it, I understand you weren't part of it, but I'm just talking about the whole machine of, you know, you've got someone who comes up with an idea, as you say, then you've got someone who has to make it, and then it needs to be advertised to the public, and then they need to buy it. There's kind of steps that it has to go through. It's, as you say, it's not just about an idea. There's lots of people that are involved in making the whole thing happen.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think also with drinks, and that certainly was in the early part of my career, it takes a long time for a drink to really surface and make an impact on people. I mean, I think Bailey's took about 7 years before it really appeared on the market as an entity. And that took a lot of hard work and foot slogging by the soldiers who worked on behalf of the brand.
Yeah, because I suppose, I'm just trying to think back, I suppose initially it might have been more of a drink that was sort of drunk by older people, should we say, before it became more fashionable and something that younger people would drink.
Well,
is that
it was
fair
never
to say?
It was never intended that way. We just put it out as a drink that was made of Irish whiskey and cream and chocolate and various flavors, and we thought we'll see how it find its level. It seems to have become a very favorite, a Christmas favorite. Every family seems to have it at Christmas, which was never the original intention.
Yes. Well, interestingly, a lot of people like it, who, me included, a lot of people like it who don't like whiskey. I would never drink whiskey, but I like Bailey's.
Well, it's got a very light whiskey flavour, if it has any whiskey flavour at all. But we've embarked on one of the things I did after I retired from working was develop a brand of my own with a couple of colleagues, which is very like Bailey's. It's called Cool Swan.
Cool Swan?
Cool Swan, C-O-O-L-E, Swan.
Yeah.
And it's white in colour, and it's very like Bailey's. It's made with Belgian chocolate and Irish malt whiskey and cream. It's a very nice product indeed. It's busy making its way.
Oh, really? It's not in the market yet?
Oh, it is in the market. It's been around for quite a while, but
okay.
It's small and underfunded, so it needs all the help it can get.
So how do we get some in Spain?
I'm not sure, but you can look it up on its website. It's C-O-O-L-E. It's named for a poem by Yeats called The Wild Swans Are Cool.
C-O-O-L-E. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have a look into that. So I have to tell you, I have to ask you rather about the book, the title, That S-H-I-T Won't Sell. Why did you call it that?
Well, it's just to correct you, it's that S-H-T will never sell.
Ah, okay, sorry.
That's
right.
Okay. Just in case anybody wants to look up the website, which is www.sh1twillneversell.com.
Okay, yep.
It was what an American expert in the drinks business said of Bailey's when he first saw it.
Really?
Yes. And because my book is self-published, I needed all the help I could get, so I went for the most adventurous title I could think of.
Brilliant.
Designed to grab people's attention.
Yes. Well, you must be very proud of Bailey's particularly.
I'm proud of them all. I mean, I have a very strong affection for all the drinks that I ever developed. I mean, I always liked them as brands and as products. And was very proud of them.
And do you drink Bailey's at Christmas?
I drink Cool Swan at Christmas.
Fair enough. Cool Swan. I'm going to look it up. David Gluckman, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much.